Hey, everybody.
I know this is weird for you. Been a minute since you heard my voice over here, but I am Tweety B, and this is Tweety Bird Central. Right now we're going to get into Spin My Track, and this is where we get our artists to come together and submit music to the studio and get them played, if that's what we want to do. And I have somebody here with me, DJ Sergeant Rock. How you doing?
What's happening, Tweety B? What's up, Tweety B Central Land? You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, DJ Sergeant Rock, goddammit. I'm in this regular-ass bitch doing what I do, you know what I'm talking about. Shouts out to Grindhorn Radio. Shouts out to the Radio Divas. Shouts out to the Masturbators. Shouts out to College Park Radio, College Underground Radio, Aired Out Radio, Grindhorn Radio affiliates, you idiots. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. How we in here?
We in here.
That's what's
up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. Tell everybody who doesn't know on this end where you from.
Okay, I'm from Biloxi, Mississippi. Born and raised on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, 228 area code. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing music pretty much all my life. I started playing the piano, became a musician at the age of 7, started DJing when I was 9, became a producer when I was 13. And then, you know, I have multiple jobs that I do in between all of that. When I'm not doing too much of that, you know, I promote. I'm also a consultant for a lot of these artists down here. And, you know, just trying to make it happen with the entertainment, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've been doing it so long, it's just what I know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so we don't get, like, a lot of artists from Mississippi here in Alabama. So, like, who's hot right now out of going on in Mississippi as far as underground music and artists?
Oh, man, let's see. Who's hot right now? My boy Viney, he's very hot right now. He's been hot for a minute now.
Okay.
My partner's Sandwich Bag Sam. I-10 Haulers International, that's my people, Young Iceberg, New Breed Family, that's my dog, Champion, Big Phil Baby, he's hot. It's just a slew of artists down here, you know what I'm saying? My partner Thug, Crumbs, Briggs, E&T, Young Male, it's just so many underground artists down here. It's just too many for me to even try to name right now, Tweety. I'm just being for real. It's a gang of them, man.
I can imagine.
Yeah,
so many that go unnoticed and unheard by the general public, not because they're not good artists, but because they just don't have the mic, the good mic, I say.
What I've been doing
for the past 4 years and it's been trying to get these artists heard, trying to get them connected with some of the people they want to work with. Like on some of the previous shows that I've done in the past, we had several artists like Slim Dynamite. One of his biggest things was getting to meet Bone Thugs and Harmony. And we got a chance to connect a couple of them together. And they actually did a track last year, and he sent it to me and told me thank you for the connection, and he really appreciated that. And I was just glad that he got a chance to do something that he really wanted to do, you know, because at the end of the day, I think your success is what you are happy with, you know, as far as your achievement, not other people. And that's what I feel success is to a person, well, to me, anyway. You know, it's not about, you know, being out front or being on the big screen or, you know, all of that extra stuff all the time. Sometimes it's just the fact that, hey, I dreamed it, I did it, and it was okay. You know, I'm cool with it. So I feel like that on a lot of stuff that I do, you know. So that's just me personally, but I feel like that a lot. But,
well, that's what's up. I consider myself a middleman for this shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I do have some connects U.S. wide, and I got people all over the place, you know, that still connect with me. And any type of way that I could, you know, send them to a link to hear the music, or if I could just get them the music myself personally. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much what I do, because this is the thing as far as Mississippi is concerned. When it comes to actual talent, you know, when the major corporations and all that, you know, when the internet first came in and everybody was downloading music for free and everybody file sharing music and just getting away music, that kind of made the corporations look bad. So they don't have no middleman per se to, you know, they don't have no go-to people, because everybody's already going to the people that they want to, you know, represent or that they like, you know, or give likes to or give hits to, or if their music is on iTunes, you know what I'm saying? People got iTunes following, Rapsit followings and the like. And, you know, they don't have no go-to people. So I want to act as a middleman to say, okay, if y'all really want to get a hold of these artists, y'all need to be reaching out to people who personally know these people that can actually get these artists to you, rather than just sitting on your ass hoping for somebody to have a fan base and you sign them, like everybody's just going to be so eager to sign the contract, because nobody's eager to sign no contract no more, because people is independent. They done figured the business out. They doing the numbers. They know how much they going to make, how much they can make if they do the work they sell. So, you know, I'm like the middleman. I'm the liaison. You know what I'm saying? I'm more than the A&R. I personally know these people. So if I can help them in any kind of way, shape, form, or fashion, I'm not looking for no payday, because I got my own material, just like, you know, what you got. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I ain't really studying it. You know, but for somebody else to get out there and get on, that's the business.
Exactly. And that's what we want. That's what we want. That's what we're trying to push. And I just wish, I think DJ Saxy posted something yesterday about, you know, the artists having the support of the DJs. But do the DJs have the support of the artists? And I feel like in order for it to work, it has to go both ways. You know, if we're going to be pushing and promoting you guys, then you guys need to be pushing and promoting us and having people call into the radio show and ask for your song to be played. And, you know, so your numbers can get up, because every time, if you register, every time your song is played on the radio somewhere, you know, ASCAP got a record of that, and you're going to be getting royalty money off of that. So you want to make sure that you have your business in order, too, as an artist. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to be putting your stuff out there and then not knowing if somebody else going to have your stuff because you ain't all the way covered or whatever. So I just like for, you know, people to know the business as well as just don't be an artist. That's what I'm saying. Don't just be an artist.
Yeah.
Be an artist that has knowledge of the business, because people will screw you. They will really screw you.
Oh, yeah, they'll get you. And then not only that, they add the insult to the injury while everybody's hollering about the DJs don't support our music. In most cases, you got a lot of fake DJs out here. You got a lot of fake DJs out here who don't care about none of the music that they playing. They only doing it to get a check. They don't care about nobody else's well-being. They don't have nobody else's, you know what I'm saying, interest at heart, as far as all these DJs around here always want to holler about breaking something. And the reason why half the time that the music that they're trying to break don't work, the wrong type of music. So if you're going to get at a DJ with something that you really want him to play, you need to give him something that's playable that he could work in. And, you know, a lot of times, the artists do come to the clubs. You know, I mean, I've seen it. I mean, you know, we all go to the club. We party together. We drink together. Whoop, whoop. You know, we have fun in the club, and the DJs don't never play none of their music. And like I said, you got a lot of DJs out here that just don't care. I mean, they have the music but won't play it, or they're looking for a payday while they in the booth getting paid anyway just to play it. Me, I've always been the type of DJ, if I like the shit, I'm going to play the shit. Fuck what everybody else talking about. I like this shit, and I think you need to hear it. But, you know, I say, in most cases, you know, you got them old fake ass, we don't care nothing about y'all DJs, and you got a lot of DJs, their egos are just so big, they think that they just so much the shit that they could blackball everybody else and blackball other DJs, namely me, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I have this mentality that I pretty much don't give a fuck if I get blackballed. I know I'm doing something right, and it's for the movement. And a lot of DJs ain't for the movement. They looking for a payday, they motherfuckers. So if the artist is looking for a DJ support, first of all, you got to have the right music to give to the DJ. Second of all, it needs to be properly mixed and mastered, sounding good coming out of the speakers, because a lot of people's engineering is poor as hell, Tweety. I mean, I'm just being for real, man. I mean, tracks be good as fuck, but the sound be garbage. And you can't expect no DJ worth they fault to get behind no shit like that.
That's another thing, too, with the engineering, because a lot of people don't have access to or the funding to go to the big studio. But this is my thing for that. I think it's okay to go to a mediocre studio to record the song and have it done and have an idea of how you really want it to go when you get to a major studio. Because you don't want to put out a product, a great song, that sounds like garbage, and the people not going to receive it. So that's not what you want to do. So even if you do have to kind of, like, record at a mediocre studio, don't put that out there. You know what I'm saying? Use that as your guide to when you go to the big studio to record it right. Because when it comes through the speakers and it's all distorted and all of that, you know, nobody going to get nothing out of that because it's all distorted and we can't really hear what you're saying. And you know, you just want to make sure your product is crisp and clear for a DJ of any sort, you know, to play.
Well, no disrespect to the mediocre studios, because there's a lot of people that have studios inside their houses. And it goes right back to the education part of the science behind the music. If you got a studio and you're recording, if you're looking for people to just spend money with you by the hour and pretty much not worry about what their product sounds like, because a lot of artists don't, then you get what you paid for. And you don't necessarily have to have a big studio to have a big sound. You just need to get with somebody that has the right type of equipment, regardless of if it's in their house, garage, closet, bathroom, wherever the fuck they shit is at. They need to know how to properly operate their own equipment to call themselves an engineer or to call themselves recording somebody. Because I've seen cases where, you know, you got a lot of hothead rappers. They just want to just go in the studio, oh, just press record. You know, they ain't worried about what it sound like. And then when it shit hits the fan and it comes back to them like, this don't sound right, where did you record it at? Then everybody hollers about, well, I could record it at such and such, such spot. Well, you need to go back to him, redo whatever it is, or get him to clear it up. And then that's the work that they really don't want to do. They just want to just get in, press record, press a CD, throw it out there, and they think that that's going to make them the shit. But music is it's a science to the art of recording. And a lot of artists need to understand that. And that's a lot of the times the work that they don't be wanting to do. And it's a shame, because a lot of them be having good music, but they don't want to put the work in to make sure it's ready and right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, and that's something that, you know, we as underground artists need to really, really work on. You know, because that's your image, and you want your image to always be positive. You don't want somebody to say, oh, well, he's a good rapper, but, you know, the tracks are shitty. You know what I'm saying? It's distorted. You can't hear it and all of that, because people not going to want to listen to it. They're not even going to want to deal with it. They're going to want to get the artist that has everything already together. And the only thing they have to do is just come in and do your distribution or whatever they have to do for you. So, anyway, artists, just make sure you got all your stuff together. You know, even when you're doing your submissions, and this is a real pet peeve of mine. When I get radio submissions and they say track one or track two or track whatever, make sure that your track is labeled, that you have your song labeled on your track, because track one is not the name of your song. And I have no idea what the name of your song is without you telling me. You know what I'm saying? So it should be labeled.
Yeah.
So I go and save it in my computer. I can go back and find your music and know this is your song, instead of me got track one 20 times in my computer.
Yeah, for real.
No. Yeah. It's crazy. But we do have a submission. We have a couple of them over here, actually. We're going to play Dre Day Push. Now, Dre Day came on Radio Diva Show not long ago and submitted some music.
Okay.
And we had a video for the Push song. So we're going to play this Dre Day Push, and we're going to come back and talk about it. Let's see how he's done with the mixing and mastering. Dre Day, y'all.
Nigga push, don't start falling. Nigga push, don't start falling. Nigga push, don't start falling. Nigga push, till the beds come crawling. Nigga push, don't start falling. Nigga push, don't start falling. Nigga push, don't start falling. Nigga push, till the beds come crawling. The re-up, the re-up. Tell them dope niggas that the prices just went up. You'll chop a tree for the price of lumber timber. It was like that back in last December. But now it's September, a new cold winter. Niggas finna get in before the cold blizzard. Niggas is finna scissor. When I bring my pot out and start boiling, pot extra large, I ain't taking no coupons. If the price is right, you can get it, man. No refunds. I tell you like how it is. You know I got feed my kids. Stacks on Texas ears. That's the way I live. Motivation is how I live. And if I gotta kill, I'ma be that motherfucker on house on Hunted Hill. Nigga, push, hold your head up, get your weight up too. And tell them niggas hating on you, fuck you. Nigga, push, don't start falling. Nigga, push. Don't start fouling. Nigga push, don't start fouling. Nigga push, till the beds come crawling. Nigga push, don't start fouling. Nigga push, don't start fouling. Nigga push, don't start fouling. Nigga push, till the beds come crawling. Renzo is the info on the D-Lo, on the kilo. You can get it gas from a liquid to a CeeLo. He can change it back from a CeeLo to a Liquo. And if that ain't fair, you can get this shit equal. Yes, it's a dirty game, no, it's not legal. Don't give a fuck about the police people. Make enough money, man, to sell it to the bureau. Court case caught up in the court, man, it's neutral. I tell you about money, man, money's the main thing. Don't get unleaded, do it. Nigga get octane, I get the same thing. Driving the fast lane, get to the spot, man. Fill up with wop, man. Re-up with cocaine, cook it with propane. Got the chicken cooking, I'ma fuck up the dope game. This ain't no joke, man. Come back like Rogaine. I don't give a fuck, you gotta flip it with nigga coke, push, man. Don't start falling. Nigga push, don't start falling. Nigga push, don't start falling. Nigga push, till the beds come crawling. Nigga push, don't start falling. Nigga push, don't start falling. Nigga push, don't start falling. Nigga push, till the beds come crawling.
right, you guys. That was Dre Day. Push, 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 push. I like
push,
to talk
push,
with the cake.
Well, I'm going to say it like this. He's actually saying something in the track. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, people have took balling from just minuscule to outrageous levels. And, you know, I pretty much like the message what he's saying. He's basically saying, just keep pushing. Ain't no sense in you trying to start balling. You know, you ain't got to act like everybody else. You ain't got to prove nobody else that you are balling. Just keep pushing and doing what you're doing, you know. So I like the track. What threw me off was at the end, the beat played so long, I was asking myself, well, is another verse supposed to go there? Or, you know,
yeah,
or
I think
just, you know.
I guess at every DJ station, the DJ is going to start fading at the 4 minute anyway. I will at least, you know, about 3:50. So
yeah,
that part probably
yeah.
would never be heard anyway. So maybe that was their thinking. I don't know. But I did hear a little talking in there, you know, at the end. But my review of the track, I thought it was a good track. It had a message, like you said. And I'm for music that has substance. So, you know, in that, I think it was a nice beat. I think it was overall a good song. And
yeah.
I like the song. I thought it was
yeah,
cool.
It was straight. It was straight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The beat, it didn't have too much in the track. The beat, you know, the beat was, you know, kind of chopping, but, you know, on the level where, you know, it ain't too much going on where the track is overdid. So, you know, I don't know who made that beat for him or where he got that beat from, but that was a nice beat. So, yeah, I dig it. I dig it.
Yeah. Okay, next up we got Draco On Me, and you guys can go and download this song on Amazon. Just search for Draco, D-R-A-E-C-O. And we're going to play this On Me, and we're going to come back and talk about it and say what we think about it. This is a new one from Draco, you guys, On Me. I'm going to get into it right now. So don't y'all go nowhere.
To the beat, Central.
Yes, sir.
Club and leave with two bad bitches on me. Coming through that check, I got some dollars on me.
What?
Nigga on me,
huh?
Nigga on me. Ride around the city, got that Ruger on me. Hit the club and leave with two bad bitches on me. Coming through that check, I got them dollars on me.
What?
Nigga on me,
huh?
Nigga on me.
Let's be real.
Be real.
A lot of niggas phony.
Phony.
Most beef these niggas have with me,
with me.
Be straight baloney.
Baloney.
Men do what they want.
They want.
Boys do what they can.
They can.
That's why I keep a sweeper in the city.
Why?
Cause these niggas so trash. Cadillac white like cocaine.
Cocaine.
Haters kill yourself like Cobain.
Cobain.
I'm an old school nigga like Coltrane.
Cobain.
Got an ancient chick on fucking on the low, man.
Ha.
Get it? Fuck her on the low, man. Y'all niggas still won't even know, man. Running y'all mouths just like hoes, man.
Ho.
Can't stay in your lane, that's why you so lame. Niggas tell me take it slow, like I'm on that lean. And I keep my shit balanced like I'm working triple bean. I'm an outcast nigga, so fresh, so clean. If your bitch give me the eye, then you know what that mean. That a player has arrived and we depart the scene. You don't like that shit, I don't give a fuck about it. You don't like that shit, nigga, do something about it. All that loud mouth talking, nigga, please keep quiet.
Ride around the city, got that Ruger on me. Hit the club and leave with two bad bitches on me. Coming through that check, I got some dollars on me.
What?
Nigga on me,
huh?
Nigga on me. Ride around the city, got that Ruger on me. Hit the club and leave with two bad bitches on me. Coming through that check, I got them dollars on me.
What?
Nigga on me,
huh?
Nigga on me. Back then them bitches didn't want me, but they on me now. Yo, later let me score when I touch down.
Touchdown.
You scared that I might sex you, girl. But I ain't gon' keep a nigga, cause
yeah.
I ex the world.
You lovin' that hoe, nigga, really?
Really?
This shit got you all in your feelings?
Your feelings?
Fell in love with the pussy I found. around that pussy, so I guess I'm like, fuck your feelings. These bitches ain't shit, believe me. Once you recognize, you'll stop grieving. Don't run up on me wrong, got the Ruger on me, dog. And trust me, you don't wanna see it. Wow. No, I'm not a gangster, but when let a nigga push me, I'm a grown ass man. Don't try to play me pussy. See, I come from the era where them niggas show respect. And they beeping over shit unless they're fucking up a chick. Emotional niggas out here dying over bitches. I ain't worried about them hoes, cause I'm out here trying to get it. You can't even dream about the type of women that are getting these over everybody. I don't see no competition. Nah.
Ride around the city, got that Ruger on me. Hit the club and leave with two bad bitches on me. Coming through the check, I got them dollars on me. Nigga on me, nigga on me. Ride around the city, got that Ruger on me. Hit the club and leave with two bad bitches on me. Coming through that check, I got them dollars on me. Nigga on me, nigga on me. Back then them bitches didn't want me, but they on me now.
All right, you guys, Draco, on me. What you think about that, DJ Sergeant Rock?
Man, hey, I like that. I'm talking about he was snapping. I'm talking about going off. I'm an old school nigga like Coltrane. Shit. That's the type of fire I be talking about it. God damn it, if you don't get on the track, open that bitch up. God damn it, shit. Put your foot on the gas and go all the way in. You know what I'm talking about? I like that right there. Now, I would bang that right there for real.
Okay.
That shit there is fire. Right. I like that shit. You need to send me a copy of that, goddamn. I'm talking about that. I like that right there. I'm over here like, ooh, he got that fire. You know what I'm talking about? I'm over here bobbing. I'm over here like, man, who is this dude? I'm talking about, I ain't heard nobody rap like this in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that everybody got their own thing, got their own style. That shit there, that's hot. I fucks with that.
I know. I love it. I love it. I love the track. I love him as a person. He has a sweet personality. He's just a good all-around dude, period. And he has good music. And I push and urge people to support Draco because it's good music. And you don't hear it, like you say, you don't hear it all the time no more. And a salute to him for that radio submission. And we're going to play it for you over here. And we're going to also be playing it on Radio Diva, Groundhog Radio, all that good stuff.
Yeah, what's up, Draco? Shout out to you. Shout out to you, Draco.
Okay, DJ, tell the people how they can get in contact with you, your contact information, because we're going to get ready to get out of here. This is just a little short review that we're going to be doing from time to time with these artists. So tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
All right, if anybody wants to put their hands on me, this is how you got to do it. Ain't no sense of you getting on Twitter. I'm not on there. Ain't no sense of you getting on Instagram. I'm not on there. If you want to get in contact with me, you got to hit me up via Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Anthony space DJ Sergeant Rock Hell at Facebook. And if you want to submit tracks or send me some tracks, if you want to make sure I get your music, you can hit me up in my email, which is lowercase DJ Sergeant Rock. That's DJ SGTROCK. The number 48 at gmail.com. That's all lowercase, DJ Sergeant Rock, 48 at gmail.com. That's how everybody can get in contact with me. And if you want to catch me doing some more interviews with my girls, the Radio Divas and the Grind Hard Radio family, you can check us out, Grind Hard Radio, every Tuesday and Thursday night from 10 to 12 Central. And definitely check out the Radio Divas on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we rocking,
yeah.
Baby. The Grind Hard Radio affiliates in this thing. Blog Talk, the whole fam. Shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? This is how we rocking, baby. Tweety Bird Central. Tweety B in this thing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
And you guys can go over and follow me on Twitter at Tweety Bird, BYRD334. And we are out of here, y'all. Peace. Love and happiness. Thank you so much.
Peace.
Yeah.
Be out of here,
you,
baby.
No, you can call me, baby. I got you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Who's your favorite porn star? The bird boy, right?
Okay.
Got the niggas gone and feeling like a superstar.
Yeah.
It don't even matter that I don't have a pussy.
Oh,
car.
No.
If I
Niggas be governors and they be loving it how I be rubbing it like it's all mine. Staring them deep in his eyes, watching them shine, taking my time. While he envision my lips on his dick and I know that that's all in his mind. And then I slide my tongue. Nigga be mumbling, saying some crazy type shit. But through all that gibberish talk, I did hear the nigga say this.
What he say?
Bird, you the baddest bitch that I have ever met, and I can't help but respect. The way that you're pulling it down, I search high and low till I found.
Yeah, you did.
And then a tear rolled down his cheek. It was one of them beautiful things. Let me lay back and puff on this green. And I'ma let you follow my lead on this scene.
Okay. Who's your favorite porn star? The bird boy, right?
Okay.
Got the niggas gone and feeling like a superstar. It don't even matter that I don't have a fucking car. If I be like go, the nigga gone.
I like that boy.
Who's your favorite porn star? The bird boy, right?
Okay.
Got them niggas gone and feeling like a superstar. It don't even matter if I don't have a fucking car. If I be like go, the nigga gone.
I like that boy. Call me baby boy, you can call me. No, you got me on speed dial. Call me baby boy, you can call me. I know you got me on speed dial. You want me to be your booty call? You say you gonna beat it up, eat it up. You want me to be your booty call? You say you gon' beat it up, eat it up.
Beat it up, beat it up. Head to Miami, let's heat it up. Creep it up, on the team, on the scene. Gasoline, make a cream, so a king. That's a dream, a large one, bar and none. Love to come, ready, set, watch him run.
Who's your favorite porn star? The bird boy, right?
Okay.
Got the niggas gone and feeling like a superstar. It don't even matter that I don't have a fucking car. If I be like go, the nigga gone.
I like that boy.
Who's your favorite porn star? The bird boy, right? Okay. Got them niggas gone and feeling like a superstar. It don't even matter if I don't have a fucking car. If I be like go, the nigga gone.